You're listening to SBS News.
The problems of gender inequality are hard to ignore in 2021. But what about the solutions? In the first survey of its kind, since the COVID-19 pandemic wrought havoc around the world, Women Deliver and Focus 2030 asked citizens across 17 countries how to improve the issue. Overall, ending gender-based violence was listed as the top priority for improving gender equality. The two organizations held a virtual event to discuss a roadmap for action in response to the study's findings. Women Deliver's senior manager Divya Mathew says the most selected solution to addressing gender violence was increasing the accountability for sexual and physical crimes.
In terms of other measures, we found that ending harmful traditional practices like child marriage and female genital mutilation and cutting, as well as increasing programs for funding that support those who've experienced violence, also received high levels of support.
The survey also revealed what actions the public most want to see at a federal level.
Almost half of the respondents were keen for their governments to reform laws, so to advance gender equality, but also end discrimination against women. Other actions that received almost a third of support from respondents, including focused efforts on marginalized women, conducting gender equality reviews, and implementing mass media campaigns.
It's reported that women and girls around the world are suffering the worst impacts of the COVID-19 crisis, disproportionately affecting their mental and physical health, as well as their economic prospects.
We also saw support for social protection measures through a variety of actions, including valuing unpaid care. And as Fumzile had mentioned, this made sense given the outsized role women have played during the pandemic on the home front.
While women make up 70% of frontline workers, they are often left out of the COVID-19 response and recovery plans. Executive Director of UN Women, Fumzile Mlambonguka, says there's a growing support for women to play a role in all aspects of pandemic responses.
We know that COVID-19 threatens to roll back even the limited and hard-won gains that women have made. So as we gather here today, our collective response as the audience that we are is critical.
According to the United Nations, the pandemic will push an additional 47 million women worldwide into extreme poverty. These women would live on less than $1.90 a day because of their overrepresentation in hard-hit sectors, such as domestic services and hospitality.
The findings of this report show that people around the world recognize that gender equality is an issue of our time, and that it is an issue that has been made more urgent by COVID-19. So we have to seize this moment when we have this public sentiment.
Wangeshi Washira is the executive director of the Center for Rights Education and Awareness in Kenya.
Countries can be able to put in legislation, can be able to put in the policy framework, but yet if that country then does not put the various investment, if that country does not address issues of patriarchy, and that's a big challenge. It means that those laws continue to inhibit women and girls be able to realize their full potential.
She says governments must match gender equality commitments with financing and accountability mechanisms. Nadine Silva, SBS News.